From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Migration Maze, made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors. This week, we're bringing you a close-up look at the Central American migrant crisis affecting the U.S. and South Florida and a new billion-dollar effort to solve it. René Maradiaga shows me where his niece's body was found in the Honduran city of San Pedro Sula. In June last year, 13-year-old Andrea Arjenal had just dropped her cousins at school when she was abducted by thugs. She'd refused to join their mara, or street gang, so they took her to a house they'd invaded called a Casa Loca, a madhouse. They tortured Andrea, raped her, and killed her. As for the police,
it took them 10 or 15 days to get serious about investigating her disappearance.
The gangsters had already terrified many local residents into leaving Honduras for the U.S., especially teenagers like Kevin Portillo. He'd been threatened by the gang that killed Andrea.
And if a kid obeyed that gang, then a rival gang would threaten you.
Kevin was one of the tens of thousands of Central American minors who showed up alone on the U.S. border last year. The U.S. deported him. But Andrea's horrific murder may have been a tipping point for her community, if not her country. Until last year, Honduras and San Pedro Sula had the highest homicide rates of any country or city in the world. This year, those could drop by as much as 30%. What's changed? Many say the police have. That doesn't mean a surge of SWAT teams and helicopters and shootouts, though. It means police in San Pedro Sula are using more crime data analysis to dispatch patrols. Or teaching gang resistance classes in local schools. This elderly man is thanking police officers for painting his house in a neighborhood where a gang was just pushed out. Down the street is a sugarcane field where gangsters used to dump victims' corpses. Alcides Bides is the new National Police Subcommander in San Pedro Sula.
The police are in touch with citizens now. Citizens trust them. When that happens, violent crime will drop.
Honduras is still woefully underpoliced. It has only one cop per 1,200 residents. Miami-Dade County has one for every 400. But Honduras is finally building and professionalizing its police ranks thanks to millions in U.S. aid and a new Honduran security tax. Honduras's ruling elites have conceded that la mano dura, or the hard hand, using soldiers instead of cops to fight gangs, failed.
History in this part of the world has proven that mano dura does not work.
Vance Stacy advises the police in Honduras for the U.S. State Department's International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Bureau. Stacy is helping implement community policing concepts that have worked in U.S. cities like Los Angeles, like decentralizing command and using computer statistics to prevent violent crime.
It's the only approach that is going to directly address the underlying causes for the violence.
A recent Vanderbilt University study suggests the experiment is working. Chamelecon is the part of San Pedro Sula hardest hit by the gangs. More migrants may come from here than any place in Central America. But new U.S.-funded police stations were just built in Chamelecon, with bunk bed dorms so cops stay more embedded in the community. Seeing those cops, along with new public parks and streetlights, challenges gang rule. Businesses once crippled by criminal extortion are coming back to life. Ruby Zaldívar owns a party cakes and supplies shop. She says her sales have shot up 70% this year.
People aren't so afraid to come out and shop anymore.
Now, Zaldívar even closes after sundown, something she hadn't done in years.
We're on a nighttime patrol with the Honduran National Police in Chamelecon. Right now, we're driving through an area controlled by the gang known as MS-13. One of the things that's different is that you actually see residents walking the streets at night. That wasn't the case just a little more than a year ago when gangs like MS-13 established curfews. Those no longer seem to be in effect.
And they're no longer obeyed in the neighborhood where Andrea Arjenal was killed. The community has turned the Casa Loca, the madhouse, into a youth recreation center. Police are stationed on the street where Andrea was abducted. And teenagers like Kevin Portillo say they feel safe enough to stay in Honduras.
I'm Tim Padgett in San Pedro Sula.
You can see photos by the Miami Herald's Patrick Farrell at WLRN.org. Tomorrow, how corruption also pushes migrants out of Central America. The Migration Maze series is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.